720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have on the line NASCAR Cup Series fan favorite and driver of the number 21 Motocraft Ford for Wood Brothers Racing, the one and only Matty D, Matt DiBenedetto. Welcome to WGN.
Yeah, good to be here.
So Road America, it's a place that you know that you've raced really well at. You've been super close. It is going to be packed. It is going to be, and you know this place. It's an environment like no other. Going to be a lot of fans there. Talk a little bit about the weekend, the excitement for it, and what you see happening.
Oh, yeah, Road America, man. It's one of my, it's honest to God, one of my favorite racetracks that I've ever been to in my life. So I love going there. It's, you know, special part about it is, well, one, driving the racetrack is like I said, one of the best places to drive. It's a lot of fun, super technical. But aside from that, man, the fans are super passionate, and it's going to be packed there. So that's what I'm looking forward to seeing everybody there. It's going to be an amazing turnout. I know that. And then on top of that, 4th of July weekend. So that's special to me and my family. You know, I have a brother in the military. We're a very patriotic family, so it means a lot more to us. You know, it's about our freedoms and not taking for granted our freedoms we do and have had in this country. And it's not, you know, to me, it's not about the food and fireworks and things, even though that's great. But no, so it's a special weekend.
It is great. And it's a little bit about food and fireworks. There's so many other bigger, higher, more important reasons to be able to celebrate it for sure. But a little bit of foods, fireworks, and some great racing in the National Park of Speed is going to be absolutely awesome. Now, we talked to you back before the 2020 Daytona 500, and that was when you'd first signed up with Wood Brothers, and there was a lot of excitement there. And so talk a little bit about this. And, you know, this is familiar territory for you where you are looking for that next, even bigger, better opportunity. So your thoughts as the rest of the season kind of plays out?
Yeah, you know, evaluating our season this year has been, it's been really frustrating circumstances or luck or whatever you want to call it. We started off the year and had horrendous luck, and just nothing was going our way, and you know, anything that could go wrong went wrong, so we just weren't able to show the performance we had. And then we, you know, got in a rhythm where it was like, all right, we made up a huge chunk of points in a short time and got above that playoff cut line, and I felt like we were just getting going. And in this time too, you know, we made a crew chief change. We, you know, have Jonathan Hassler on the pit box, and him and I work excellent together, have great communication, so I feel great about that. But we just have had the worst luck, I guess I'll call it luck, I don't know, the worst luck circumstances, whatever, that I've had in probably my entire racing career this season. Just go wrong as went wrong, and but you know, we're still within reach somehow of the playoffs, and if we just have some races go fairly smooth in our way, I know we have the capability as a race team to be running up front, to go out there to win, you know, so that's all we need to get going and get back on track.
Yeah, it takes a team. Obviously, the talent is there on the driving side, and there's a lot of things, you know, they either go your way or don't go your way during the course of a season, but you having that familiarity with that kind of territory, knowing when your back's against the wall, how to kind of turn it on and do even more. Not that you approach it any differently. I'm sure it's all the same, right? You always want to win, and everybody, of course, wants you to be successful. The difference about this now is, you know, you're a couple more years into it, is that I think, you know, outside of the talent on the track, is that you are a very valuable person to have on a race team. Does that come into play where you think about not only the stuff that happens on the track, but just, you know, there's a lot more to it, being a successful driver, whether it's the fan base or the platforms or the marketing, just the name and that kind of stuff? Does that change how you approach who you're going to choose to either work with or be your next team?
Yeah, you know, I love being a part of the Ford family, and driving for the Wood Brothers is awesome. And I badly, badly want to get that 100th win for the Wood Brothers. And so I know we can do that. But I would love to stay in the Ford family, and, you know, really would love to continue driving for the Ford family. And we have a great alliance with Team Penske. So, you know, I definitely feel comfortable and at home here. So we'll just have to see what happens in the future. It's going to be, you know, there's things that are out of my control that'll have to happen and play out, and I'm okay with, you know, so hopefully I feel good about it. Though I've been really fortunate to be around the sport for a while now, and I've kind of climbed my way through the ranks and you know, established myself in the series, and the experience I have is something I'm extremely appreciative for, because it allows me to you know, plug into a team and be a good leader and for the team and work with everybody, because you know you understand that you're just I'm nothing without the people around me, just like a NFL quarterback is nothing without all you know all the guys on their team, the head coach, the guys protecting him, running the receivers, running their routes, on and on and on. Same thing for a driver.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, and you're a super humble guy, but a big part of that equation as well. And are you surprised, you know, as a humble guy that just goes out there, does his job, workmanlike, right, that you are such a big fan favorite, that you have this fan base, that every situation that you go into forward, you know, they're the ones behind you getting it into the all-star rates. They're the ones that are going to support what it is that you do, like from the fan base, because it's not something everybody can do. Are you surprised, right, how people are just really loving what it is that you're doing?
Yeah, it's been amazing getting that, like we got the fan vote at to get in the all-star race when we missed it by a spot there. Fans voted us in and against some tough competition too. You know, the support I've gotten is mind-blowing, and it's been a huge part of my career, and it's unbelievable because I mean, I don't think I'm that cool of a guy, but, just ask my wife, you know, she'll tell you I'm not really that cool. It's been neat to share my journey and story with the fans, and to have that much support and how big of a part that they truly have been in my journey is amazing.
Yeah, well, good things happen to good people, and so we know some great things are going to happen, not only at Road America, where maybe you'll get that that victory, that 100th for the Wood Brothers, but then also, of course, throughout the rest of the season. And last thing, Matt, as you get, and we already mentioned it's not the most important thing, but some of the listeners want to know is, like, what do you do typically on a 4th of July? If you're not at the track, obviously you're going to be working, but you may be cooking out a little bit. Do you enjoy, you know, so the burgers and the hot dogs? Do you go a little bit deeper on the barbecue thing, maybe with some brisket or ribs? What do you do?
Yeah, so I'm a food guy, man. I love food, and I so if I was home on the 4th of July, I absolutely would be using my smoker. I have a Pit Boss, so I would probably be throwing something on the smoker. I'd either, you know, cook some ribs on there, or you know, maybe a pork butt would be another option. You know, I love food. Making you know, having a big cook on a holiday is something I really look forward to, and I'm usually in charge of too. You know, when we cook on Christmas and different holidays, comes up to me because everybody in my family knows I have a big passion for food.
People are going to be picking up the cooking slack for you this week, and there'll be thousands and thousands of people doing every bit of that tailgating for you. Hopefully they'll save you some pulled pork or maybe a rib or something like that at Road America. So Matt, we'll let you get back to it. Good luck with everything going on, of course, this weekend. Happy 4th of July, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.